This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I am definitely not a cool kid. I'm a nerd. I'm a radio nerd. I'm just like you, Patrick, okay?
Oh, yeah? Who's the chosen one in Star Wars?
Again, radio nerd. not nerd nerd, okay?
Luke's not the chosen one?
Technically, Anakin is the
chosen
one.
See, there we go. I knew he was going to pull it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were the chosen one. Oh, God, yeah.
Right. You're supposed to bring balance to the Force, not leave it in darkness.
Nerd alert.
Well,
nerd alert.
If y'all wouldn't have pushed him so hard not to, then maybe he would have responded better.
Nerd alert.
Jedi has no attachments.
I didn't like sand. It gets everywhere.
It's something like that. It's coarse and gets everywhere.
It's coarse, and I'm a whiner.
Who murders children.
Yeah, God. See, we're nerding out pretty well here, I think.
That movie's coming back to the screen. It's the 25th anniversary.
Are you serious?
In late April.
Wait, like the third one?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go. And when Anakin pulls out that lightsaber to kill kids, I bet you the theater's going to be like, "Woo! Do kill it, Anakin! Kids! Do it!" If it's anything like Reddit loves that. Kill them kids. It's like my kids. I'd beat them, but they're just not mine. So it's like illegal or something. Oh.
Did they make sure to
something? I don't know.
Edit out every scene of Jar Jar Binks or every mention or every moment of
it. You know, there is this thing called the Phantom Edit.
Oh,
which is the Phantom Menace, and somebody went through and edited out all the BS. It's an hour and 15 minutes long.
Oh, I love that.
Because they got rid of like all the Jar Jar Binks scenes and like 2/3 of the pod racing.
It's literally just the intro, the scrolling story, and then over.
Roll fights. Credits.
And then that's it.
Over.
Yeah.
If you missed any of the first hour.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
If you missed any of the first hour, you download that, the fan podcast, 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Does it rhyme with something, though?
No, it doesn't. It rhymes with
Nerd Alertify.
503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire show. We got Fair or Foul at the bottom of the hour. And Joe, I don't really understand how this came about because I was like looking into, do you have some like baller prospect that needs that spot? But can you, for the life of you or me, think, why is it such a conundrum to put Jose Altuve in left field for the Astros? Why is this where we're going to go? Are we so worried about his defensive efficiency that he can't play second anymore?
I think it's because they made the choice of just getting rid of a bunch of good players.
Now they're going to be bad?
And so they're like, dude, just please, just do something for us.
Isn't it
like,
so it's more out of necessity.
Yes.
Isn't it Dubon now at second that they're putting in? The young kid that they had kind of played in second
yeah,
the
but
past
he's not.
Years?
But he's not like some...
No.
Flashy. Like,
oh my God. This guy's the next Jeff Kent.
Yeah, it's the top prospect of the Astros. He's going to be the second baseman for the next 15 years.
If my kid is the next Jeff Kent, I'll punch him in
the
face.
Why are you laughing? Jeff Kent was solid.
He was a good player. He was
a
D-bag,
good player that everybody hates.
Hey, I want a winner, okay?
Look.
On the field. I don't care if he's a loser and a D off the field, okay?
Look, you know how.
Get me dubs.
You know how I feel about steroid people. If you ask me, who do you want, Jeff Kent or Barry Bonds, like, I'd punch you for asking me that. Like, Jeff Kent can go home.
Can I choose neither?
What kind of question is
that? No, I choose Bonds, like, every day of the week.
Would you rather have Jeff Kent or Barry Bonds?
I'm talking about if you got to have douche after douche.
There's some baseball savant out there that's like, you know, I really want to solidify that middle infield, so I think I might be leaning Jeff Kent here.
You can have Jeff Kent, or you have to deal with Bonds, Schilling, Pete Rose, and Ty Cobb. I'm not taking Jeff Kent.
What's the all-time lineup of baseball D-bags?
D-bags?
Was it... it wasn't.
I mean, A.J. Pierzynski behind home plate.
Was it...
I'd say Brian McCann, possibly,
I'll take A.J. every day over that.
Jeff Bagwell?
No.
I got no issue with Bagwell.
Who was the former Astro? God, I'm getting...
Berkman?
Yes.
That people hated?
Yes.
I didn't remember that about him.
Yeah, I think it was Lance Berkman. Like, who's the dude that recently got in a fight with Patrick Mahomes' dad? Down in New Orleans?
Oh, who was
that?
Oh,
my God. It's going to kill me.
Dang it, I know this dude during the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. It's killing me. I have it right here. Where is it? John Rocker.
Oh. John Rocker or Jeff Kent?
I mean, John Rocker.
I might take John Rocker.
Oh, as far as who's the bigger douchebag?
No, who would you rather have on your team?
Oh, I'd rather have Jeff Kent.
John Rocker, Kenny Powers. That's
I'd rather have Jeff Kent. But yeah, John Rocker is definitely the winner in the bigger douchebag category for sure.
But I'd rather hang with him. Oh, he'd show you a fun time, and then he'd leave you on the side of the road.
Yeah, and then after the third or fourth beer, he would start saying some really outlandish stuff. They'd be like,
I'm not with him.
John, I don't think you can say that out loud.
I'd rather talk politics and stocks with Kurt Schilling than hang out with Jeff Kent.
Kurt Schilling, you bankrupted an entire state.
Kurt, how did you lose all your money?
Kurt, I'm going to pour some whiskey. Can you call your buddy Phil Mickelson? Can you call Hefty and get Hefty in here?
John Rocker, how do you feel about
I got a buddy that calls Phil Mickelson Hefty.
The Hefty
instead
lefty.
Of Lefty. He just calls him Hefty.
I like that.
John Rocker, can you tell me how you feel about the border?
Didn't he say something about how he hates taking the train?
Yes!
A bunch of, like, dirty Mexicans or something.
Yes!
What he said.
Dude!
Something.
I will find the quote.
When he was a Yankee?
Yes.
No, it was after.
It was after, yeah. Yeah, dude, that guy, yeah. He's definitely a Hall of Fame douchebag.
The Braves gave up on him first, then the Yankees took a
chance,
but
he was really good for the Braves.
Well, of course, the Yankees are the ones that always take a chance on a really good player.
I like to think that Rocker kid in Texas is his son because he's black, and that would make things so much
I can't
funnier.
Even say this quote on air because it is so...
Don't even
Can
try.
You, like, bleep it? Like, no. Like heavy bleep it. Like, okay, give heavy. Me non-textual bleeping.
Dude, like, the first... sentence and a half, you're like, okay, this is getting pretty bad. And then he just dies off the deep end.
No, dude, just bleep it.
It's the most hectic. So someone asked about playing in New York again for the Yankees and Mets. He's like, I'd retire first. It's the most hectic, nerve-wracking city. Imagine having to take the 7 train to the ballpark looking like you're riding through Beirut next to some kid with purple hair, next to some...
bleeping.
With AIDS. Right next to some
dude. Oh, he dropped the F word.
No, he dropped the Q word.
Oh. Okay, all right.
Right next to some dude who just got out of jail for the fourth time. Right next to some 20-year-old mom with 4 kids. It's depressing.
I mean, the guy out of jail and purple hair is accurate. The other statements, you're a jackass, buddy.
The biggest thing I don't like about New York are the foreigners.
Oh.
You can walk an entire block of Times Square and not hear anybody speak English.
Once again, to our listeners, these are John Rocker quotes.
Joe is reading quotes. Koreans and Vietnamese and Indians and Russians and Spanish people and everything up there. How the hell did they get in this country?
Oh, man. Oh, dude.
John Rocker.
USA! USA!
John Rocker.
John Rocker. Like I said, I like to think that Rocker Kid in Texas is related to him.
You know what's funny about that is that Asians, Koreans, and Spanish people, a lot better baseball players than John Rocker.
That is very much true.
And possibly Indians. They do love cricket.
Yeah, could you like Happy Gilmore it? Like turn a cricket player into a baseball player and like all of a sudden this guy is just smoke show every time?
Yeah.
I'm not. You just got to teach. What?
I think we need to move on.
Why? What?
Because I'm thinking of things in my head and jokes that I'm sure John Rocker would appreciate. But
good God, I don't have that many dump buttons, guys.
Yeah. So
get to your happy place.
Big gulps, huh?
Yeah.
Get to your happy.
What did Adam Sandler say in the trailer for the new Happy Gilmore? Like, I gotta come up with a more socially correct happy place now.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go see that movie.
You don't have to. It's on Netflix.
I will say, this is a funny...
I think I'm going to press play on that.
That baby.
Like, I haven't seen Super Troopers 2, because I'm too terrified.
I don't think you need to.
You know what I mean? Because, like, Super Troopers 1 is so great.
Well, and the Super Troopers 2 was, like, a crowdfunded... Like, hey.
That I'm terrified of. But I think Happy Gilmore 2, I think I'm going to watch that.
It's got Paige Sprannick in it.
Who's that?
Oh, she's the hot blonde golfer.
Oh, and we watch Modern Family at my house.
Hey, that's has
is that not her?
Yeah, it's no, yeah. That's not Paige Sperenik.
No,
but it's the main lead from Happy Gilmore, though.
Yeah,
oh,
the
mom,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she's the mom in Modern Family.
Forgetting her name. Hot. No, Paige Sperenik is a really hot blonde golfer that was never good at like professional golf.
The Anna Kournikova of golf.
But she's basically. She's got some assets up top that she lets people know that she knows she's got those assets. So. John Rocker also said, nowhere else in this country do people spit at you, throw bottles at you, throw quarters at you, throw batteries at you and say, hey, I did your mother last night. She's a whore. I talked about what degenerates they were, and they proved me right.
This is
maybe they talk to you that way because you're an ass.
Yeah, you're a jerk. Man, yeah. I forgot about all these. This is fascinating going back down this rabbit hole. Wow.
Well, I mean, John Rocker pitched... Is he in the 90s?
Yes. 90s, 2000s.
So then those Braves-Yankees World Series, that's John Rocker running out of the bullpen. Remember he used to run out of the bullpen?
Man, his crazy eyes.
Was that?
Full sprint.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know what? Sprint. He actually never pitched for the Yankees. He pitched for the Braves, and then he pitched for the Indians at the time, the Rangers, and then his final season for two games with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Yeah, and honestly... What I just read you is like a fifth of his controversy Wikipedia page. Like that is just
NSFW.
That is just a small part of it.
And that's why I thought he played in New York, because he had a lot of crappy things to say.
Well, he played in Atlanta, so that's, you know, 12 games a year minimum and
going to the
playing
Mets.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
You can be their shortstop until Neto comes back,
they'll
right?
They'll take anybody.
You didn't make the Angels. I was talking to them yesterday about a contract.
They'll take anybody.
I mean, they needed a second baseman or middle infielder.
I was like,
coming out of the bullpen for the Angels, Trevor Bauer.
Well, I told the Angels, like, hey, if you need to pay someone millions of dollars for them not to play, I'm your guy.
I'm your guy.
I can easily do that. Come on.
Joe, you were talking to me in the break about Major League ESPN.
More outlandish stuff that John Rocker said. No, ESPN, because I know what gets all radio listeners hot and heavy out there. It's lists, baby.
List radio.
List
Shout
radio.
Out Luke Anderson.
Let's go. They have the teams tiered. They have them ranked 1 through 30. Dodgers, of course, in their own tier. The almighty Dodgers, they called them on ESPN. Tier 2, the biggest threats to Los Angeles' throne. But what surprised me on this list, I only got through like the top 10, but the top 5 teams, all National League.
It's Dodgers 1.
Okay.
It's Braves 2.
Correct.
It is Phillies 3.
Correct.
Mets 4.
Correct. Did you look at this?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, dude.
The
road.
Five is going to be the Diamondbacks.
That is correct.
Damn.
Patricio.
Hot damn.
I'm kind of hot right now. You know what? Let's take a break. yeah, that is your top five. That is your top five. And they also have little blurbs in here, you know, about like the thing we'll be talking about most this season.
Controversial opinion. I don't understand why the Braves are number two. I see why they do it, but there's so many question marks.
I don't think
Strider healthy. Is Acuna healthy?
Well, and that's the thing. I think their question mark
is going to come bounce back.
I think their biggest question mark is: are they going to have the worst luck of injuries ever for the second year in a row? Because that's what happened last year. Like half your team died, and they are now resurrected. So this should be fun. I would have to look at our picture. I'm pretty sure I had them winning the division. The NL East.
I think I did too.
Yeah, I think we were all split
on
that.
No, I took the Phillies. I took the Phillies.
I will check the records.
I'm pretty sure I took the Phillies because I think their window is closing.
Yes.
And they've got to figure it out.
Phillies for Patrick, Braves for Joe, and Will/Jordan took the Mets. So you're on the Mets train this year, baby.
Yay, Juan Soto. Woo.
Yeah. But that was.
No. Jesse Winker.
Oh God!
As a Mariners fan, I no full middle finger to that guy.
Oh my God! I completely forgot about Jesse Winker spiking helmets into the ground coming in for home. I still can't believe he did that.
He was part of that massive brawl too between. Oh my God! Was it the Astros or the Angels and the Mariners?
Can I flip off on YouTube? They don't care, right?
Yeah. It's,
okay, great.
Internet is not FCC regulated. Quite frankly, internet's not really regulated at all, it seems like, nowadays.
Shout out the YouTube channel. Oh, yeah, here it goes. You can see me now. I'm pumping, and then it's just birds.
Jeez.
Oh, God. Top five are all NL teams, and speaking of birds, you know who they have ranked as the number one American League team?
I think it's the right move. I do. I think the Orioles, I mean, we were laughing in the break, Joe, like, you need to go get Sandy right now. He's available. And the second the Cardinals are in last place in mid-May, go get Sonny Gray. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, I guess so.
You know.
Twist my arm, why don't you?
Jackson is now a MLB starter, okay? Rutch, Gunner, like your core are now in the league, okay? And if Miami's going to want prospects, St. Louis is going to want prospects. They don't want guys they actually have to pay.
Well, and you know how I mentioned Samuel Basayo earlier in the show?
Yeah.
He's our top prospect, and I really don't want to let him go for anything. Like, the dude is, like, he's 6'4", 180,
I don't know, man.
Absolute bombs.
I don't know, dude. Garrett Cole going down, man. Like, this is your chance.
I know.
This is your chance.
I know, and it's a bummer that this season's already riddled with, you know, bumps and bruises. As we mentioned earlier in the show, Grayson Rodriguez.
Is it, here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
No, it's not. Grayson Rodriguez. Is out with elbow inflammation, which is always
how as bad they've been now.
Well, it could get worse. It could be TJ next. Who knows? Gunner's not going to start the season. Again, there is enough 1-9 for this team that gets my pants tight. It is just the starting pitching that is going to have me concerned. The one thing that is going to make me happy, though, is getting out of the starting pitching and getting to the bullpen, because King Felix is back, baby.
And he hasn't had a hit in ever.
The
in
one ever, true Jerry. King.
In ever.
No.
Yes.
What? Give me 7, 8, 9, and 10. Don't tell me them, but tell me their league.
7, 8, 9 American League, 10 National League.
7, 8, 9 American League. Okay, so Orioles are 6.
Yes.
7, I'm going with the Yankees.
Yes.
8, I am going with the Red Sox.
No.
Oh!
They are 9.
Okay. What are they going to... Is it the Twins?
No.
The Royals.
Nope.
Ooh.
It is my Texas Rangers, baby.
See, I keep thinking they're out there because I think their starting rotation is worse than the Orioles.
I'm big on the Rangers this year. back to take the
and
throne.
And then number 10 is the National League?
Number 10 is National League, yes.
And that is...
Colorado Rockies?
It's probably a team from the Central, the Brewers.
It is not the Brewers.
Cubs?
It's not the Cubs.
Then it's the Padres.
It is the Padres, yeah. Yeah.
The Padres who want to, like, sell all their great players.
Yeah, and get every shortstop known to man.
Well, they lost one. He's in Tampa now. The best one.
Why am I blanking?
Haesung Kim. He's in Tampa.
It's like, wait, Xander's still there?
He's in Tampa.
Manny's still there.
I don't know who's playing shortstop for him.
Fernando Tatis, while he is a shortstop and also everything else.
I assume Xander Bogaerts is going to play shortstop for them.
I would assume so, yeah.
I mean, Tatis ain't leaving right field.
No, no. They're keeping him out there.
He's a platinum glover out there.
Number 12 on this list, Jordan.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Your Seattle Mariners, the number 12 team, according to ESPN.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. That's so, like, they could be mediocre. They could be slightly better than mediocre.
Says the thing we'll be talking about.
But not impossible.
Definitely not impossible.
No.
The thing we'll be talking about most this season, the Mariners' offense, of course.
It's an A-bomb.
What are you doing over there?
Dude, what are you...
Just trolling.
Taking back to 9-7, you jerk.
Just trolling.
If anything, can I get a Rick Riz hit by a foul ball,
you need
please?
The,
no, I don't have it.
It's in the library.
I don't have it. The closest I got is...
Diamondback rattle.
Yeah!
There's some good ones, man. We need to keep adding. We need to keep adding to it.
Oh, man. Hit me in a swing and a foul.
There you go.
It's so did you just throw up?
Jesus, man. Poor Rick Riz, too. Like, they were asking him about that this morning. And he's like, yeah, I'm able to laugh at it now. You know, I don't really want to hear it, you know.
Swing and a foul.
I'm pretty sure Brandon was like this close to firing that thing off. Like, Rick, here, listen to it, man.
Don't. Glad he didn't.
Yeah, I'm glad Rick said, I don't really want to hear it. Because I think Sprague, he was asking him about it. He's like, have you heard it? And Rick was like, you know, I laugh at it now, but I haven't heard it. Quite frankly, I don't really want to. I think Sprague was like, okay, take my finger off.
What did he call him? What did he call him?
Braden.
Braden. Braden's not bad.
Braden and I just find it funny how he corrected himself and said Brandon, but did not correct the fact that he called him Allen.
I feel like Swag was probably in his ear. He's like, excuse me, Mr. Riz, but his name is Brandon. Allen, though, he nailed it.
Oh, God. But yeah, Seattle Mariners 12, your Cleveland Guardians scrolling.
Great value.
Oh, my God. 19.
Great value.
Jesus.
ALCS last year. Not much change.
The one thing they'll be talking about most this season, Jose Ramirez's
supporting cast.
And whether it's good enough to compete.
They lost
again.
Josh Naylor, and he went super high in fantasy drafts, but he bats like 230 and swings so hard that he doesn't hit the ball.
Hey, I just hope Pickles legend Kyle Manzardo has a great second
year. Manzo's going to do it, dude.
It's a nice mustache.
Manzo's going to do it.
It's a solid stash. And... Coug legend, Kyle Manzardo.
Kyle Manzardo played for the Cougs. Go Wazoo.
He's checking all the boxes for you. How is he not your favorite player? How do you not have a Kyle Manzardo jersey?
I should get a Kyle Manzardo jersey.
You should. You should probably reach out to the Pickles and see if that's something that they can do.
A Pickles jersey?
No, you need a tri-split jersey that is
Wazoo,
Guardians,
Pickles. Nice.
That's a lot of stitching.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
At the bottom...
Oh, do you want to try and guess like the bottom three?
I want to
three?
Try and guess the bottom.
Bottom three.
Start
bottom
from
five.
The bottom and then go up.
So start at 30 and then?
Start at 30 and go up.
I think it's more fun to start at 25 or I don't know. No?
No, I want to go the other way.
Do what you want. Worst team.
30 is the White Sox.
Yeah.
29 is the Rockies.
29 is not the Rockies.
The Marlins.
It is the
Marlins.
See,
that's stupid because they have Sandy, and that's more than anybody else does.
Yeah. I love how it says for the Marlins, the thing we'll be talking about most this season, Miami's next big trade. Not acquiring. Definitely giving up.
Definitely giving up. Okay, so White Sox, Marlins, then the Rockies.
Yes, correct. It just kills me. The thing we'll be talking about most this season for the Rockies, the long road ahead. It's like, Jesus.
Well, Tovar at shortstop. I like him. Like,
my God.
And then after the Rockies.
At 27.
At 27. Has to be. This is when it gets real
tough.
Think
about it. Think about teams that are going to be bad this year.
The Angels.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I was worried because they signed a ton of dudes. They have the Island of Misfit Toys.
Yes.
They have a bunch of dudes that are people you know, names you know, you've had them on your fantasy team, but they're still going to be super bad, despite the fact that they have one of the best managers in baseball who likes to do a little nose candy on the side.
That's right. I forgot.
Right after the Angels.
Forgot about old Ronnie boy.
Right after the Angels. Now, this is where I think it gets really difficult.
Like at 26?
Yeah. Unless it's the Pirates.
No. I'll give you a hint. I thought they were going to be the worst team in MLB last year. Do you remember the team who I was not buying at all and actually ended up being a good little ball club?
Good little ball club.
I would not say good. I would say not as bad ball club last year.
The St. Louis Cardinals.
No, they are 25th. I'm talking about the Washington Nationals.
Oh, the Natties.
Yes.
Yeah. I would love to place a future bets on the Natties.
Like in 5 years?
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, I can see playoffs in their future.
Of all the teams down there, and I know this is like a duh because they're ranked higher than them, but of all the teams down there, I like the Nats more than all of them.
I know you do.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Cruz, Wood.
Abrams. Yeah, I get it. Gore.
No, Mackenzie Gore. That's not happening.
If
Mackenzie Gore was going to hit, Juan Soto wouldn't be on his fourth team.
Did you say James Wood?
I did.
Okay.
Wood, Cruz, Abrams.
You just
start
saying names there.
Wood, Cruz, Abrams. If Mackenzie Gore was going to hit, he'd have hit by now. I mean, Juan Soto, they got him for Juan Soto, who has been on three teams since then.
Who's their other starter that I'm forgetting?
Patrick Corbin.
No.
Steven Strasburg.
No.
See, you're wrong because they're paying both of them.
Oh.
Max Scherzer, they are also paying.
I tried to forget about them. Maybe he's ended up somewhere else. I'm going to have to look this up.
This might go down as one of the worst segments we've ever done, Joe.
No.
No,
this is List Radio. This is one of the best segments we've ever done.
Well, we're over.
Oh.
So then after the Pirates, you said, right? The Pirates were right above the Nationals?
I did not say that, but they're 24th. It was Nationals, Cardinals, and then Pirates.
And then is like it the Rays next?
No, I believe it is the West Sacramento Athletics.
Oh, see, and that's just blasphemy.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah,
I got
Athletics 23rd.
I got the Athletics making the playoffs this year.
Stop
you can't
it! No,
put
you,
it on the board.
No, you don't.
I sure do.
No, you don't.
I sure do. I said it on the.
They're not. They're not making the playoffs.
Well. All right, let's get out of here. You guys want to do fair or foul? This
sure.
is where Joe, you and I don't have to work, and Schultzy does it all.
Been working all day.
All right.
Josiah Gray.
What?
That's who I was thinking of.
Actually, it's fun. I got three Mariners questions for you guys, so we can stay here in the PNW.
Where the hell is Josiah Gray? Is he dead?
What?
The Nationals pitcher. Did he get Tommy John? Is he not playing this year? What's going on? Yeah, he definitely had Tommy John.
He died.
He died in baseball terms.
He died. Yeah. All right, we come back. Fair or foul first. We'll toss it to Schultzy with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, it's your turn, Schultzy.
Appreciate
the long
you
man
guys.
Of the day. Hit me.
Have some fun, right? I'm like the long reliever, like Kevin Millwood near the end of his career. coming in, cleaning stuff up.
Former Cleveland Indian Kevin Millwood.
That's right. Was part of a Mariners combined no-hitter. So weird fact of Mariners history. But speaking of the Mariners, got three Mariners-related questions for Fair or Foul tonight. We'll start.
Three?
Yeah.
All we're doing is Mariners?
I won't do it. I won't do it.
All right, cool. We're out of here.
Can't
bye,
win with them.
All right, pot up the clothes music.
Fair or foul. Done.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Bye to the hot.
It is in my contract, no more than two Mariner fair or foul questions.
I swear to God, that'll stop your heart.
My non-existent contract.
Well, I guess I'm paying a fine then tonight.
Spit on that thing.
That's what you're doing to my contract right now, spitting on that thing.
Your contract exists about as much as Hawk Tua Girl exists right now, buddy.
Yeah, she dead too.
Possibly. She doesn't want to go to jail. All right, anyways, we'll start off with the big news of the day. The Seattle Mariners signing catcher Cal Raleigh to an extension, a six-year, $105 million deal, buys out 3 years of free agency, and it is the most money that they've spent since...
Gotta find a new Rodney
sign. I can't quite remember if Julio signed his extension right after the Robbie Ray contract in free agency or right before. But those were the two big...
After. Julio's right, after.
Okay, so then this would be...
Robbie Ray was in the middle of Tommy John when they re-signed Julio.
Okay, thank you. So yeah, then the Julio deal was the last biggest offer that the Mariners have handed out. And now coming up with $100-plus million for Cal Raleigh. Guys... Mariners have had a good week. They released Mitch Haniger. Shocking move, but they ate that money. Now sign one of the best catchers in baseball to an extension. Fair or foul, signing him will fire up the clubhouse and help them get to the playoffs.
I'll say foul, but not in like a negative way. I'll say foul in the sense that one of the leaders is there, that people will... You know, feel invigorated, feel like, hey, we can do this, you know. But I don't think it's going to be like a win one for the Gipper kind of thing. I think everybody in that clubhouse knows that Cal's there for them. And everybody in that clubhouse is still looking at J.P. Crawford, Julio Rodriguez, and Jorge Polanco and Randy Arozarena. Like, we know Cal's good. Cal got his bag. It's kind of like an NBA team, all right? Like, I got the Sacramento Kings are on TV right now, all right? If DeMontis, for some stupid reason, were to sign a long-term deal in Sacramento, his team's going to look around and be like, yeah, man, you deserve that bag. But the guys looking around him don't deserve any bag, unless a tea bag. Like,
what?
I said that intentionally. So it's yes, like, Cal deserved the bag. But it's not Cal's. Cal's not the issue. I don't think it invigorates.
Say it to me one more time, Schultzy.
Fair or foul that the re-signing of Cal Raleigh will fire up the Mariners clubhouse and help them get to the playoffs.
Oh! They're just ready, just frothing and foaming at the mouth
well,
after
Houston
that contract.
Houston sucking is going to help them get to the playoffs.
And then Texas going right back to where they were is going to... take the wind right out of themselves.
Maybe Bochy's an odd year, an even year guy now.
I think that it does give them a little kick in the butt right before the season. Like, hey, you know, we hit one of our leaders locked up for years.
I mean, that is true. Like, it's kind of like, this guy wants to be here. He thinks we can do something.
I think it gives them a little juice in the arm, legal juice in the arm. Yeah, I'll say fair on that. I'm buying that.
All right, split down the middle on that one, guys. Next up, the other star for the Seattle Mariners, at least hitters-wise, Julio
Jorge
Rodriguez.
Polanco.
Jorge, third base. He's healthier than he's ever been. Apparently going to slash 34. I don't know. Pretty crazy, by the way, that Jorge Polanco took the risk that he did to come back to Seattle. He could have, like, gone and had a nice offensive season in Boston. He had so
Boston,
many other offers.
Tokyo.
New York.
Ho Chi Minh City.
No, there really were legitimate teams in on Jorge.
Nippon.
All right.
Istanbul.
You're talking about like next year if he fails this year and then has to go over to the Japanese league. Okay, guys. But anyways, not Jorge Polanco. Julio Rodriguez hitting the cover off the ball this spring. Actually hit two grand slams, which at spring training, it's a pretty useless stat. But he's been hitting the ball hard, and he looks more competent at the plate, guys. Fair foul. Julio Rodriguez will get MVP votes again in 2025.
Ooh, I'll say fair. I think someone might throw him a third-place vote, second-place vote, something like that. I think this is a big year for Julio. I think what boils down with him is I think the biggest thing for Julio, honestly, is just health. He's got to be healthy. He was not healthy at all last year. And number two is stop swinging at junk they throw you outside, away and outside. Like, stop. Just stop. Because right now, the book on Julio Rodriguez, slider away, fouls off a changeup, slider away, strikeout. Like, be healthy and stop doing that BS. And then Julio is Ronald Acuna Jr. type potential talent.
I'm going to say fair because the MVP voting technically goes all the way up to 10th. And if you're saying that just he needs votes, plural.
Per league.
That he just needs a 9th and 10th place vote each. And that is considered votes.
And
Shohei's votes don't count against him.
Well, no. I mean,
well, I know different league.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah.
I got you. I'm smelling what you're stepping in. So that's why I say fair is that if he can't at least get one,
he can
ninth,
be a top 10 player in baseball.
For the love of God, Tyler Holton of the Tigers got one MVP vote last year.
Whoever voted for that guy, give me his vote.
I mean, if you're telling me that you can't get two MVP votes, then Julio, my man. We got to figure something out.
Getting higgy with it.
Which hopefully that's what he's done in this spring training. And we talked about this like weeks ago. It's like, dude, get into spring training and play a lot, hit a lot. Like, get into baseball mode earlier in spring training rather than like kind of dinking around in Arizona where then you're like, all right, now the season's starting. And you're like, oh, wow, I'm not ready at all. So hopefully that his slow start is a non-existent this year and that he's playing more baseball in spring training, so he's ready to go opening day and ready to start that season immediately versus in July or August.
Love
yes,
it.
That.
Nom, nom, that nom.
That'll be Schultzy licking his lips when Julio hits 339.
That's right. Get some MVP votes, baby. With a 339 average, he'd be close to winning it, right? All right, guys. Final fair or foul of the evening. Sticking with the Mariners. Of course, they brought in a new manager. A happy birthday to him yesterday, by the way. Dan Wilson.
He's not new.
I mean, new as of, what, August? And then this season, it's his first full year. First spring training. Lots of new things.
I did hear a great interview with Dan Wilson on MLB Network Sirius XM.
Yes. Listen to that all the time.
Yeah, they were asking him about, like, your first spring training, things like that. Fantastic interview. Like, the guy is a pro. Loved listening to him talk. Could have listened for another 20 minutes.
Dan is not only a fan favorite, but beloved amongst players in the clubhouse. He was always respected amongst other players in the clubhouse. Randy Johnson loved pitching to Dan Wilson, so I would assume that players probably love playing for him. I just love how he gets them ready for war, but, you know, still.
Randy Johnson? Like, 8 people didn't pick that guy for the Hall of Fame.
That's stupid. What are we doing here? They should have had their votes taken away. All right, anyways, but guys, going with new manager Dan Wilson, of course, this will be his first full season, so fair or foul, Willie will win more games than any other first-season manager in Mariners history, and I will tell you exactly who the leader of that is. That
can I have a guess?
Yeah, you can have a guess. Go.
Eric Wedge.
Absolutely not.
Manny Acta. Was it Lou?
No, Lou's a good guess. He was there for a while. He only had, I believe it was 84 or 86 wins in his first season. But the leader overall would be one Bob Melvin, guys.
Oh, duh.
93
Your boy.
Wins.
Hey,
my boy Bob Melvin.
Come on.
I picked Manny Acta and Eric Wedge because they got fired in Cleveland and they got Mariner jobs.
But Bob Melvin won 93 games for the Mariners
and
in
then got
03
fired.
And then got fired. And the Mariners didn't even make the playoffs in 03 either. That was stupid.
Melvin. I was really hoping you were going to say Lloyd McClendon.
I think he won like 80 games, maybe, or 78 or something.
Remember when he threw the base and he like kicked up some dirt?
Oh, and then he came to Seattle and said, you know, that was when I was a lot younger. My temper was a lot worse. And now,
I was in my 50s then. Now I'm in my 70s. I've got it figured out.
And he's still, you go back to his Mariners manager days, he has some of the best umpire arguments and ejections of all time. But yeah, guys, 93 wins would be the mark. Fair or foul, he beats that.
No, stop. You know, I think it's tough.
93 wins?
93 wins.
Yes, sir.
I mean, 93 wins for anyone in the West, I think, is a big challenge. What did Vegas have Texas at?
Like, 86?
Yeah. So I don't think anybody's winning 90 games in the West. So I'll say foul based on that. But what I will throw is a little caveat, okay? My team, we lost one of, if not the best managers in the game, all right? And went to the American League Championship Series and won the division off a guy that was playing 2 years prior. So I was not necessarily very out on Steven Vogt. I just was like, you're going from one of the best guys in the game, one of the best guys to ever do this, to a guy who was a catcher on some okay A's teams that's barely out of the league. Like, this can't go well. But it did. And I think Dan Wilson puts himself in a position where he can do that same thing. Like, he's been around the game. He's been calling it on TV. He's worked with Root, etc. And consulting with the Mariners. Like, if there's anyone in baseball that could do it, I think Danny could do it. I just think 93 wins is a tall task for anyone in that division.
Yeah, I'm going to say foul, but that does not obviously mean that the Mariners are going to have a bad season. I mean, hell, you finish 89 in math.
Yeah, 89 in math is a good, 89 in math wins that division, I think.
It's quite possible. I mean, I think that
how many Mariner first-time coaches won the division?
None.
Ooh. Facial LeFleur. Totally right back at you.
Do you care about wins, or do you care about
the home run stroke?
I mean, I was just trying to see, at least just look at it in a vacuum and see what, you know, managers in their first season
you
got
to be in
historically
to do
so.
It.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of a cool thing to look at.
Doesn't have a huge load either.
Hey. Well, he has a big load this year, and that's to win 93 games, which I don't think he's going to do. But, again, does not negate the fact that he could have a great
first
season.
I'll tell you what. If Dan Wilson wins 89 games this year, he's manager of the year.
He better be.
I mean, I don't know how that's possible, and Brandon Hyde's going to win it, but, you know.
If Brandon Hyde wins 96, I don't think anybody's shocked by that. If Dan Wilson wins 89, yeah, it's yours.
Well, again, that's hard for Brandon Hyde to win 96 games when he's going to win 107. I mean, it's weird.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
I'm all in on the Orioles train again, baby. Let's go.
That's all it takes. Just a couple more days before the season starts, and everybody believes we're going to the World Series.
And the season has begun.
I think Cleveland's going to the World Series and we'll get swept by the Dodgers.
Okay. We should probably break.
That is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. We are breaking because it's time to break, not because Joe said to break. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Hot Corner today, the fan. What are you going to do tomorrow?
What's tomorrow? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
I'm going to come in. I'm going to work my ass off. I'm going to go home, pick up my son, and then both of the bosses are going to be out as of Thursday and Friday. Market manager Cooley and sales manager Sam Tung.
Resident Red Sox fan, Ryan
and then
Cooley.
I don't know if Sam is a baseball fan, but they will be out of the...
Sam the new Cooley?
Sam is the new Cooley. Man, Cooley is the new Kim.
You guys are weird.
And I am the new Jeff Austin. No, that would never happen.
What?
We think those guys would rip me apart.
Who would?
And they would have no respect for me. And,
who would? Joe, you should be respected in this place.
Yeah, no, that would not happen.
You know, you should send an all company email response like I did, dude.
Yeah, the disrespect shown to my co-host. I almost quit on the spot.
Right.
Well, no, but I mean, the fact that they even threw Rashad in that email to congratulate him on 10 years or 11 years or whatever have you.
11.
And no mention of one Patrick C. Harris?
Nope. I am 1080 the fan.
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem.
What happened to that?
Here's the problem.
What happened to Patrick, the 1080 the fan Harris?
According to the Odyssey at Work BS that we have to fill out that you probably don't know about anymore, my start date is April 10th.
What?
Oh.
So it's next month.
So I was wrong.
Boy, don't you feel like a jackass.
No, I think it's hilarious. But Brendan made sure.
Braden Sprague
made sure to make me feel bad about that.
And Alan Johnston.
Johnston.
That's their new names. Braden Sprague and
Braden
Alan
Spragiola.
And Alan Johnston.
Spagnola. Braden Spagnola.
Wow, yeah, that's, yeah, I mean, you definitely had to eat a nice dish of crow.
Dude, that email right? came to me, man, and I was at A Lane watching basketball, like,
fuming.
30 beers deep.
What is this?
And I was like, you idiot, I just won $20 off McNeese State.
I am today, man. You did nothing with
me.
I
put $50 that Rick Barnes is going to cover the spread.
Did you like my reply to the email, though?
Rick Barnes did not cover the spread, by the
way. I'm shocked. I'm shocked that they're still around. I mean...
What, Rick Barnes?
No, Tennessee.
Oh.
I mean, in due time.
Dude.
Do they play a lower seed this week? Because if so... Well,
they're a two seed, so...
Well, yes. So then yes.
So then yes.
So the math is mathing.
The math is mathing.
I forgot that they're a two seed.
I actually think they're in good shape this weekend.
I would not be surprised if they were dogs this week. Just because of the Rick Barnes effect. Ooh, 4.5. Oh, but we get the Kentucky-Tennessee matchup. How about that?
That's great. SEC on SEC.
Well, and also the Kentucky Fried Chicken in the Tennessee pan.